Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get him.
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to another
that
edition
intro still
of
makes me laugh.
Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Yeah, Andrew, we got the new soundboard. Hopefully it works out right. I make no promises. We're sponsored by You, the Fan. We got the new Drunk History coming out next week. It's with Mike Mills of Booking the Territory, a old high school friend of mine. We did the 2006
Good,
Saints off
Good dude.
Yeah, he is. And he helped me actually set up the soundboard, which I feel like I solved the most complicated math problem ever, hooking up the soundboard with virtual audio cables and virtual connectors and yada yada yada. But we'll have that on next month. Next
yada
week.
Yada yada over the
yeah,
best part.
So we got that.
We need some Seinfeld sound bites too.
Yeah, we're talking pre-show of like what sound bites they want on the board. We want Office Space. We want Seinfeld. I think I need Happy Gilmore. I think
oh,
I need
yeah.
Billy Madison. We'll get it figured out as we go, but we're in the doldrums now of the off season. You got to get from like May, the middle of May to like the beginning of July, because then like the beginning of July, Andrew, right? You can feel it. It's like training camp. You can start doing previews, but right now it's like the deadest of the dead time.
Unless someone gets pinched.
Which happened last week, thanks to the 4,600 of you that listened, because Mark Ingram got pinched like he was in Goodfellas. So we kick around topics, right? And we try to figure out, like, what are we going to do? What topics we need? So me and Andrew were thinking about topics today, and the list we're going to do is the top 10 current Saints players on the roster, and we tried to work out like how do we rank. We figured you can't rank them by like value, because that would, you know, because then you could just say, well, Drew Brees is number one, because if the Saints don't have him for 16 weeks, they're fucked. So that's not really fun. So what we're going to do is we're going to rank them by how well they played last year and where they are in comparison to other players at their position, if that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
We'll do that, and we'll do foods that you love to eat while you watch the Saints, either in game, in the dome, or at a tailgate. So as we count down these players, my top 10, I'm going to start with number 10, Dave and Andrew. I put Ken Crawley number 10 as
Whoa.
Top 10
well,
Saints.
Well, we should go from the top down. That's going to be easier, I think.
Okay, so top down, I put Marshawn Lattimore number 1.
What?
What? You don't have Drew
Whoa.
Brees number one.
I don't have Drew Brees number one because, one, he's 39.
Drew Brees didn't even crack your top five, did he?
he's in there solidly at number six.
So I had Marshawn Lattimore number one, and this is my reasoning. He's super young.
I can't wait to hear this.
He's super young.
He's going to be, I think, a top four corner in 2018. And of all the players on the Saints roster, if somebody called up Mickey Loomis and said, I want to do a trade for this player, I think Marshawn Lattimore would be the one person they absolutely positively would not listen to an offer that wasn't patently ridiculous. Like for Cam Jordan or Thomas or anybody else, they'd be like, okay, give us the offer. For Marshawn Lattimore, unless the offer is like two number one picks, they're hanging up the phone.
All right. Well, I think your reasoning is unsound and terrible. And let me ask you a question. If Marshawn Lattimore got injured, do you think the Saints could possibly, even in the slightest, still win the Super Bowl?
No.
You don't think they could ever win the Super Bowl? Even if Marshawn, you don't think
Ken Crawley,
who's number 10 on your list now that we know, you know, he could step up and, you know, and they could, you don't think that there's any possible way that they could win the Super Bowl without Marshawn Lattimore?
No. And I think he's, of all their current players, you can argue Cam Jordan had a better 2017 compared to other defensive linemen, but Marshawn Lattimore is really, really close if you look at the like PFF ratings, if that's your jam. And I just think he's the best right now, and going forward, he's going to be the best.
Andrew? Here's my thing, and maybe this is an unfair way to look at it, but if you were to ask me who has the best shot of being MVP on the roster next year, I would say Breeze. And then if you ask me who has the best shot of being defensive player of the year, I would say Cam Jordan. Yeah. So I think, to me, like, maybe that's unfair. Maybe I'm penalizing
Lattimore. That could be a popularity contest, though, no?
It can be. I mean, maybe that's unfair because I'm penalizing Lattimore for the position he plays. I mean, I think in general, it's very hard for a corner to be defensive player of the year. But don't get me wrong, he's great and he had a good season, but like I want to put down the anointing oil a little bit. I mean, I just feel like Cam Jordan and Drew Brees have established themselves as superstar players and they deserve all the credit they have. Now, I get it. Brees is older and I mean, the wheels could fall off at any time with him, and he could have a horrible season. It's like he could just, from a performance standpoint, like at some point, it goes away, I feel like. It has to, right? So it's just a question if it's this year, next year, 2 years from now, whatever. But I don't see how you can say that Lattimore leapfrogs Jordan at this point. I could even see like an argument of putting Jordan number one over Breeze, but I don't see how you could put Lattimore.
Well, you got to make it interesting. That's why I put Lattimore. But I do feel that way about Lattimore. Like, I feel like Lattimore, his peak as a corner is going to be better than Cam Jordan's peak. Because I think Cam Jordan, I don't think he's going to replicate what he did in 2017. I think that's the best he's – like, that's like Matt Ryan.
Actually, you know what? I changed my mind. Drew Brees is number one. Until he starts to play at a level that's different – from the best QB in the league, his rating was number two in the entire league last year. And until he starts to play like he's not an elite quarterback, give me an elite performing quarterback over anything all day long, twice on Sunday. How could it not be Breeze? The way he's still playing at an elite level, and at quarterback, it's just critical.
It took you a while, Andrew, but I'm glad you finally came around.
This is stupid.
And
it's Drew Brees.
Some sense got smacked into you.
Yeah. I feel like you didn't even have to say anything, Dave. You just, like, I could feel your aura, and it convinced me.
Well, I mean, I was going to bring up Brees, but Ralph, you know, I asked Ralph whether he thought the Saints could at least in some, you know, one in 500,000 if they had a chance to win without Marshawn Lattimore, and he said no, which is surprising because I think that there's at least a remote chance that, you know, that they could win a Super Bowl without Marshawn Lattimore, but there is zero chance in hell that they could ever win a Super Bowl if Drew Brees were injured.
I agree with Ralph that the Saints couldn't win a Super Bowl, but I think if you phrase it this way, I absolutely think they can still make the playoffs without Lattimore. They cannot make the playoffs without Breeze.
Well, so. I think that. Well, but see, though, I didn't say most. We did the list of the best. We didn't do it most valuable. Of course, Drew Breeze is number one if you rank the players in importance. Because without Breeze, they're fucked. It's like a car without an engine.
But well, what do you want to do? You want to do with skill level?
Yeah, like skill level and
well,
comparison.
Breeze
like
is
I don't
still,
think.
Come on.
I don't think.
Oh, you want skill level. Okay, I still pick Breeze.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I think the way that I look at it is...
Wrong. Yeah, we know. We get it.
The Breeze is the most valuable player on the Saints roster by far, But when you rate it in comparison to players at other positions on other teams, like, I think there is a bump. I can name about six quarterbacks in Drew Brees's realm. I think I can only name about three corners that are Lattimore quality, and that's why I put him number one. And he's younger, so that's sort of swung it. I feel like even for a
second year player, he's young. He's only like what, 22 or something.
So number two on the list for me was Brees.
But wait, can we at least wait until Brees starts to decline?
Yeah. The only reasons
like, you
Brees
you realize like the rating he had was like the fourth best of his career last year. Yeah.
The reason why I didn't put him number one is because that's boring. But the reason why I was gonna put him number one is because the thing is his rating was great last year. His stats were down because the Saints didn't throw as much. But in that playoff game against Carolina, when Carolina was like, "Fuck you, Saints, you're not running the ball," Drew Brees was like, "I got it. Don't worry about it." And he still made that throw to Michael Thomas where he scrambled to his right and chucked it, and it was beautiful, and he looked like a 20-year-old.
Oh, God, what a throw. Yeah. What a throw that was.
So, I mean, that was my swing to make him – to put him number one. But I put him number two. I put him number two because that's no – because that's no – that's not interesting.
Well, you've been overruled, so Brees is number one. Sorry.
Okay. So I had Brees two, and I had Cam Jordan three.
I think Jordan's got to be number two for me.
Dave?
Yep. I put Jordan two.
I think the real debate here is it Kamara or Lattimore three?
No, Lattimore, because, I mean, Kamara's great, but Peyton has always been able to find somebody like that in that role to be successful.
Except for when it was Cadet and CJ Spiller.
Right. But I mean, okay, but we've had Bush, we've had Sproles, now we've got Kamara. I mean, he's got a pretty proven track record.
Kamara is not nearly as good on a different team.
No, also like, probably true. Like, we've never had a shutdown corner like Lattimore. So.
Never.
No, Lattimore... Seriously, is if he is as good in 2018 as he was in 2017, like I think I can
that's
make
all I want. That's
I
all
think
I want.
I can make
that's
an
all
argument
I
that he's
for.
The best corner in Saints history if he puts another good year together. Seriously, like who's
we are that bad? Yep.
You know, so that's the thing. So
but your bad arm, Ralph, is like the 28th best corner.
I had a batted pass that one time. So we've got...
So that's top three. Brees, Cam Jordan, Lattimore.
Yeah, we're in agreement.
So do you put Michael Thomas four or Kamara
No,
four?
you put Kobe Fleener four, obviously.
Thomas or Kamara is tough for me.
I put Thomas four.
Like, are we not introducing offensive linemen here too? Because I mean, you got like
Armstead,
you got Unger.
I've got Unger in there, to be honest with you. As far as offensive linemen, I think Unger is my number one guy.
Yeah.
Would you have Unger ahead of Thomas or Kamara?
No.
Okay.
Thomas is so hard. He clouds my judgment, and I try to put it out of my mind. Is that, you know, the thing that I said we didn't want to do at the beginning of the show is we don't want to say, well, if he gets injured, they're fucked. So that moves him up the rankings. And the thing is with Thomas, I know I need to push it out, but goddamn, the receiving core was terrible. And if something would happen to him, like, it would be bad. And I have to block that out. It's just hard to push that aside when thinking of Thomas. But Thomas is really good. I mean, he's first 2 years, most catches besides Odell Beckham. His rankings are really good. He doesn't have necessarily as many big plays as maybe other super elite guys, but when you add everything else in, damn, he's good. I would put him ahead of
Kamara.
I would put him ahead of Kamara and any offensive lineman they had. Although I Max Unger here was a serious consideration.
All right, so we'll. So I think I feel good about Brees 1, Jordan 2, Lattimore 3, Thomas 4, Kamara 5, Unger 6. Are we all in agreement about that. The top six?
I'm down with that. I'm all about all right. that. I'm all about right. that life.
All right, here's a question I have before we go any further. Is Morstead not eligible for this because of the position he plays?
No, that's the next
thing. Because he is freaking awesome.
I think you got to put Morstead in the top 10. I'm not sure where you put him because he's a punter, but so you knocked in the value. But like I was thinking of today,
but field
I could
position.
Think of I could think of two position. Games last year where Morstead saved their ass with punts yeah. out of the end zone that were like 65-yard bombs. You know, and the thing is,
I think we take for granted that he's the best.
You know,
he's
I
simply
mean,
the best.
Put it this way. I think if Mickey Loomis better called up Bill Belichick, I think you could get a third round pick out of Belichick for Morstead. That's how much he loves and crushes on Morstead. You know?
Who are you talking about?
Bill Belichick.
We were busy singing. Sorry, we weren't listening to you, Al.
No, we Bill Belichick jam, did like his press set. Conference for the Saints week 2. It was like a love letter to Morstead. Like, and
yeah, well, I wasn't sure if you were talking about Belichick or Monadilla.
But I mean, so where would you wouldn't put him 7, would you, Dave? For a punt, you can't put a punter 7.
I kind of thinking Morstead 7. I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, I mean, come on, he's not out on the field for that many snaps, but you know, you talk about field position, that's kind of a big fucking deal.
How long? So Morstead's been here since 2009. He just did another extension, right? Could Morstead? He's got a shot to be the longest tenured Saint ever, doesn't he?
Possibly, I guess.
Who is it? Morton? No, Stan Brock.
Stan Brock, I think.
How many seasons does Brock have?
I think 13.
Look at that shit up. Oh, that's a lot.
Jim Wilkes played a lot of games.
Yeah, Jim
Ricky,
Wilkes.
Ricky Jackson did too.
Wayne Martin. So,
let's look at this.
So, I mean, another tricky one is where do you put Armstead, Dave? Because he's really good when he plays, but he's hurt all the goddamn time.
And that's the right. That's the problem is that he only contributes half the time. How valuable is the guy who only contributes?
I mean, there was a time where I would have said Armstead was like number 3 on the roster.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen!
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I think.
I mean, how can you say at this point he's even better than Ramchick or Warford? You know.
No, and I think that's my question. I think at the bottom of the bottom 10, like I had, I was, you know, it. Obviously when you get to you know, 8, 9, 10, it becomes really more tricky. But I got to say, like, Ramchek's got to be in there because that dude played every play.
I don't know. I think I'd put Warford above Ramchek before I put Ramchek.
I agree.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like we need somebody on defense. Somewhere here.
That's the thing. Where does Marcus Williams go? Where Marcus Williams rankings?
Marcus Williams is not allowed in the top 10 because of that play against the Vikings. Sorry. You can put him at 11 or whatever, but he is not in the top 10. Sorry. Next year.
So where do you go? Do you go?
So hold on. I'm looking at total games played by the Saints, by the way. It's Morton Anderson at 196. Number 2 is Ricky Jackson at 195. Breeze is number 3 at 190. So he needs to play 7 games this year to play the most games ever in a Saints uniform. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was this close to being the guy to wear the Saints jersey the most.
He should have, though, because Archie was only quarterback from like 71 to 82. You know, and the thing is,
that's unbelievable, man. He spent like 4 or 5 years in San Diego too. It's crazy.
Spent for the 4 years in San Diego. You got to remember too, Archie played a lot of years with 14 games, and you know, you only think, well, it's true. 2 games different, but you know, over 6 years, that's like a whole season, almost like
Archie has already played like he played 134 games. That's like. More than 50 games less than Breeze.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't be close either way. So Morstead is at, he's 18th in Saints history at 142. But assuming he plays 16 games this year, he'll be tied with Zach Streif at 11th. So he'll be in the top 10 next year. And, I think he's got a good shot at passing Breeze eventually.
He's gonna have to punt for like 5 or 6 more years with the Saints.
Oh, at least, yeah.
And, the thing is, you got to stay good. But the thing I notice about Morstead is he's, like, in really good shape. I notice some of these punters, even the good ones like Leckler and other ones. Like, you look at Leckler now.
I bet you noticed that, Ralph.
What's that?
I said, I'll bet you noticed that.
Yeah, I did. Well, like, the thing is, like, Leckler got fat. What I'm going to say is Leckler got fat. You know, I don't think Morstead in, like, 3 years is going to be, like, having a pot belly punting. You know? Who on defense is sliding in the top 10? Andrew?
I don't know. Ken Crawley? So you had Ken Crawley at 10?
I had Ken Crawley at 10.
Who? You would have Crawley over Rankins? Yeah,
maybe,
probably.
Maybe. Maybe. This is kind of, to be honest with you, now that we've done this, this is kind of disappointing. I don't know. Some of the guys that are making the top 10.
I just don't think there's anyone on that defense that I would put over those offensive linemen we just talked about, like Warford and Ramchick.
We got to have Ingram in the top 10.
Oh, yeah, Ingram, yeah. In fact, Ingram should be next.
Yeah, maybe Ingram.
Ingram should be 8.
Oh, 8.
No, Morstead is 7.
Oh, yeah, okay, Morstead 7, Ingram 8. So yeah. Ken Crawley 9? We got to have somebody on defense.
So you would put Crawley over, like, the new linebacker they just got, DeMario Davis, or, like, A.J. Klein? Are you not eligible if you're a free agent?
I guess you can't. I guess you can. You can put them on spec, and you can guesstimate.
I mean, I just don't see how any of these guys. I mean, we haven't even talked about Andres Pete. You know, I don't think you can put any of those guys over Pete, Warford, or Ramchick.
We've got a bunch of linemen here.
They're all good.
I mean, So you can't put any rookies here. I mean, I would say.
I mean, would you say Crawley's better than any of those three guys, those linemen I just named, Pete, Warford, or Ramchick? I don't think so.
Probably not as important or as crucial.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, I feel like Crawley's really important. Maybe a little less so because they got Patrick Robinson, man. But I don't know. Get a couple injuries at corner like they always do, and suddenly Crawley becomes much more critical, I think. But and I told myself not to do that, saying about injuries. But I mean, put it this way: I would put Crawley above any linebacker on the roster, and I would put Crawley above the defensive lineman, not Cam Jordan or Rankins.
That's fair. I'm with you on that.
You know,
I think we're in agreement that Crawley is the next best defensive player after Jordan and Lattimore. I think he's the number 3 defensive player. I think the only question is he in the top 10 over some of these linemen? See, like, if I only have 2 spots left, if we're giving Ingram number 8, I'm probably going Warford 9 and Armstead 10.
See, I would go Armstead 9 and Crawley 10. I feel like.
So we're leaving out Andres Pete. Like,
I would actually put Pete in there and leave Armstead out.
I would put Pete and Crawley in. I feel like Pete is very valuable because of his versatility. Like, you know, they can. Injuries along the offensive line. Like, if you told me you had to keep 3 guys healthy, I would pick Unger.
So we're in agreement here that Ramchick's out.
Yeah, I think you got to put. I think Pete slides ahead of him because of versatility. Yeah.
Okay, so we're debating right now.
Yeah.
We've got 2 spots for Armstead, Pete.
I'm going to need you to leave Ramchick off of this list.
So
yeah,
We've got 4 spots for Armstead, Pete, Warford, and Crawley, and you can only pick 2.
Oh, yeah, and did you get the memo? We're putting cover sheets on all our TPS reports now.
Yeah. If you could just move a little to the right, that'd be great.
Of those two, Andrew, who do you have?
I just still think Armstead, when he's healthy, is better than all those guys. I still think he's a top three player on the roster if he's healthy. So I'm still going to sneak him in there at number nine. And then at number 10, to me, it's not Crawley. I'm going with either Pete or Warford. I'm going to say Warford just because he made the Pro Bowl. But, I mean, that's you flip a coin. But I'll go with Warford as my 10.
Dave?
As my 10?
Yeah, as your last.
You need 9 and 10 between those four guys.
I'm going to put Warford 9. No, I'm going to put Crawley 9 and Warford 10.
I'm going to put Crawley 9 and Pete 10.
All right, so I think Crawley had 2 votes and Warford had 2 votes. So I think those two are in, which means Pete and Armstead are out.
It's an easy. I'm not going to let you pick. You can't pick a rookie, Dave, because that's too easy. Because we'll all pick Davenport because they gave up so much to fucking get him. But if I said to you, give me a guy on the Saints roster that you want to be in the top 10 if we do it again next year, pick a guy on the roster that you want to be in the top 10 next year. It can't be a rookie, though. Dave, you there? Andrew?
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, I'm here. Okay, sorry. Wait, say that again. Pick a player that's not in the top 10?
Pick a player that's not in the top 10 this year that you want in the top 10 next year.
Marcus Davenport.
No, but it can't be a rookie.
Ah.
Oh, you can't pick a rookie?
You can't pick a rookie.
I am going to go with... that's not in the top 10. Well, that would be, you know what? You know what would be a real feel-good story? Marcus Williams having some kind of amazing, great season.
Yeah.
Just being that one of the best players on the Saints. Boy, that would just warm my heart.
Andrew, that was my pick, goddammit.
I mean, I would love a badass linebacker, so part of me wants to say DeMario Davis, but... I'm kind of bummed about Sheldon Rankins in his second year. Like, it really bummed me out that he wasn't awesome because I had high hopes for him. So for him to bounce back and actually be as good as we hoped and thought he could be, that would feel good. And the Saints need pass rush help. I mean, hopefully Davenport will be good, but, Rankins being awesome in the interior would be huge for this team. So I'm going to say Rankins.
I'm going to give a name that it would be ridiculous if he got in the top 10 next year. And he's only on a one-year deal, so that could be dicey too. But if Ben Watson could some kind of way find his way onto this list next year, that would be hysterical and awesome because it means he's going to catch like 75 balls and like double-digit touchdowns.
Yeah, well, when you said we couldn't pick rookies, this ruled out this guy, but I was going to say Deion Yelder because I know he's a UDFA tight end, but like if he's top 10, that means he had a ridiculous season and the Saints need production out of that position. So that was, he's the guy from Western Kentucky, Dave, that had like crazy stats last year.
They threw ridiculous money at him for a UDFA.
Yeah. Like the most they ever have, I think.
$100,000 guaranteed for a UDFA is ridiculous. They basically blew the whole wad on him.
And his write up is like Jimmy Graham. He's only played football for 2 years. He was a basketball player, and he like basically didn't play much last year. And then this past year, he started at tight end because they lost a guy, and he blew up. He had 6 stats, and he's a crazy good receiver. So I don't know, but we'll see if he's any good. But I'm not suggesting a UDFA is going to be a top 10 player on the team, but I'm just saying pie in the sky in an ideal world.
We're wish casting.
If I could You told me I couldn't pick a rookie. That would have been my pick.
That would have been your pick. Yes, no, but well, the thing is, when I was doing rookie, I just didn't want Marcus Davenport, but Dave did it anyway. Before he listened to the actual question, which I like. So now we're going to rank real quickly. We're going to rank the top 10 foods to eat while watching the Saints. I have the list. You guys can just comment as I count it down. This is food.
Oh, I've got a lot of comments. I've got a lot of comments.
At the dome or not at the dome. So number 10, I had mini mufaladas. Whenever you go to like a Saints tailgate or a
Is this at the game or
no, both? Both. It could be both.
Before the game or in the stadium.
So I had number 10, mini mufaladas. When you go to somebody's house or you have them, they're awesome. I love
this
them.
This might be sacrilege, but I don't like mufaladas.
It's not. No. Andrew. It's not sacrilege. You're correct. The mini mufaladas.
They're not that good.
Mini mufaladas are like the standard staple fare at every wedding you ever go to in New Orleans. If you go to any fucking wedding and they do like, even it's either passed or it's like set up at the regular buffet station, but always mini muffalettas.
And it's not
trash.
That good.
They're trash. No, they're garbage.
Andrew,
they're
your opinion is trash.
I will rain down on a godly firestorm upon you. I am talking scorched earth, motherfucker. I will massacre you.
That's what I think of your opinion.
Why are the curses bleeped?
I don't know. It's back when we were, remember that 6 week period where we would try not to curse in like 2014.
Yeah, probably that worked well. Probably, yeah.
I remember that.
It worked fucking great.
I remember those 15 minutes.
Yeah. So number 9, gumbo. Gotta have
not
gumbo.
Not bad. Who's making it? Where is it coming from? That's the question.
Yes, agreed.
Number 8, queso/salsa.
So yeah. Fucking lame, Jesus!
It's so lame.
What is this? A fucking college party? This is so.
Number 7.
What is next, Ralph? Popcorn?
No, jambalaya.
Oh my God! No. Jesus Christ! This is terrible. This is so bad.
Number 6, canes.
No, number 6 is barbecue.
Oh yeah, number 6 is. You're right. Number 6 is barbecue.
That's kind of open.
What's the best barbecue, Andrew? You're not going to get like a full on steak at a tailgate or a football game. So like, what's the best barbecue football food?
Give me a little brisket.
Yeah. I mean, pulled pork's sandwiches are obviously easiest to make. But okay, but if you're going to start,
do you like the pulled pork with like the Carolina vinegar sauce or like the barbecue sauce?
I'm a equal opportunity barbecue lover, so you know, whatever.
You can't do the Carolina when we're playing the Panthers, though.
They can go bad. But people sometimes people they fuck that up. I'm just saying.
Okay, but
football.
But I appreciate if you're gonna do the pulled pork sandwiches and you're gonna have the meat, and then you're going to have the buns. What I really appreciate is going the extra step, going the extra mile, and making like some sort of like slaw or something that you can also put
agreed
on top.
Agreed.
For texture.
So next was 5.
Mustard-based slaw, by the way. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So we got canes.
Canes. That could be higher up on the list, to be honest with you.
Like higher, like... closer to
like
the,
number 2.
Canes is quality. I mean, it's a strong. I mean, we have Popeyes here, but in Pearland, but it's so the service is so terrible. Like, even though I love Popeyes, I just their ability to fuck up an order is so incredible.
What?
that I can't
Popeyes or Canes?
Popeyes. Canes.
Canes can't fuck up an order. They have like 3 things on the menu.
I know.
No. Po' Boy is next.
Po' Boy should be number 1. Let's be honest here.
That's boring. That's boring.
Half shrimp, half fried oyster.
Oh, the peacemaker.
I'm going to tell you my number 1 after we're done.
Everybody on the count when I asked asked people for to give their pizza was up, like pizza and wings was there. So I put pizza on the list.
This is pizza should be nowhere near a football game. Should be nowhere in the parking lot.
This is like the 200-pound plus football fans, you know, like
I mean, next for, on Next on
first,
the list,
first I put, of all, this is New Orleans, so you can't even get good pizza in New Orleans. So that's automatically it should be stricken off the list.
Tower of Pizza on Metairie Road used to be good, or off Veterans, that used to be good.
The only place that's good for pizza is Pizza Delicious or Midway Pizza, which is not very traditional pizza, but it's
still everybody in Metairie eats naked pizza, and that shit is terrible.
Terrible.
So next on the list, I had potato salad because
that
a lot of people eat the gumbo with the potato salad.
How is some basic as fuck side dish on this list?
Well, because a lot of people eat the gumbo with the potato salad.
At least give me stuffed artichoke or something like that.
Yeah.
Did you know that that's a West Bank thing? Putting the potato salad in the gumbo.
So, yeah, maybe you mean the
West Bank, right?
Yeah. A lot of people do that. I'm not a huge fan of it, but some people had on the.
That's unacceptable. Sorry.
So
it makes the gumbo cold. You have a bowl of hot gumbo, and then you take a dollop, a whole ice cream scoop of cold potato salad, and drop it in the fucking.
Sorry, Algiers, two thumbs down.
If you make the German potato salad, it'll be warm.
No.
So next, I'm going to flip it around.
I will eat gumbo, and I will eat potato salad, and I will eat them together. But just put the shit on the side. Don't put it in there.
Yeah. Yep, I'm with you.
I'm going to change up this rank that I had. I'm going to put Wings 2 and Popeyes number 1.
Jesus.
Oh. By the way, you also know what's wrong with your list? You have gumbo at number 9 and number 2. Yeah. You fucked up.
Well, Jesus. You know, people get what they pay for with this podcast, Dave. And my math skills aren't great.
What about oysters, no?
At a tailgate in hot weather?
Oh, we're at a tailgate? We're outside?
Well, no, I mean, it could be anywhere. I mean, like, but is it, if you go to somebody's house and they have a football party or you're tailgating, are they going to have, you know, stuffed melatons? I don't think they're going to have, you know, I try to keep it realistic.
It's not crawfish season.
Yeah, okay, okay.
You know? I've had crawfish Monica. People freeze it, obviously, and then thaw it out.
I like wings. I would put wings number 2. That's total tailgate football food. Wings are awesome.
Buffalo sauce?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I like teriyaki. I'm an equal opportunity
teriyaki
wings
get the fuck.
Yeah,
out.
I love that. Anything exotic. Give me
what
some.
What is wrong with you? Ugh. Teriyaki what? Wings is 2?
No, well, no, it's wing, just wings.
I'm just saying
in
wings in general.
Dude, buffalo or get out.
Okay, well, my
how
number
hot
one.
Do you like it? Do you like it to melt your face?
Oh yeah, yeah the yeah, hotter yeah. the better. Yeah, you got yeah. beer to wash it down?
I like it not quite like one level below melt your face.
Yeah, you don't want the Chernobyl.
Yeah, I don't. You know, so that's the list. People are probably yell at us.
Well, hold on. Did Dave have another
no,
number
my
one?
Thing? Yeah, my favorite. I have friends that made these last time I went to an LSU game, which was a long time ago. But, you know, they hunt, so they had duck, and so they grill the duck, and you wrap that around like a jalapeno stuffed with cheese, and then you wrap all that with bacon. That's the greatest thing.
That's the stuff.
That's right.
You know. So if you're inside
the building, it's like a little soy sauce or something like that. Some kind of sweet sauce.
If you're in the dome, like the options are pretty brutal. Like there's not a lot of, but there's shrimp and grits on concourse, on the main level, Dave, where your seats are. And I feel like the shrimp and grits, like on one of those kiosks it's okay. Like it's bearable, tolerable. The jambalaya is horrendous. Your best bet, honestly, is if you're going to be in the dome, I think red beans and rice is your best bet. Because it's hard to fuck that up.
Yeah. I mean,
I actually think your best bet is that Cajun corner, like that jambalaya they give you.
See, I think that their jambalaya is terrible. But their crawfish
like
pie is not bad.
The
yeah,
dome
that's
options,
pretty good
the
too.
Dome food options are pretty fucking terrible compared to other football
I'll
stadiums.
Do the crawfish
and if you
pie.
Compare it to other sports arenas, it's god awful.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but compared to the city that it's in and the fact that New Orleans is known for amazing food.
You think the food options would be better.
Yeah, for some reason, that quality of food and the amazing food, it stops at the Superdome door.
Yeah, it's piss poor.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
That's why I had
to I've said this before. I don't
food is so much worse than everywhere else. Let's charge more.
Well, that's why I had to open it up to non-Superdome items, because I felt like if we just did a Superdome list, it would just be a list of sadness.
I wouldn't put anything in on any list of good food in the dome. No, but I mean, like, you know, I know obviously that they have a contract with SMG or whatever it is, and you know, but I mean, but they do have outside places like Pizza Hut or Rotolo's or whatever. So, I mean, they need to be. Especially now, are we not going to talk about the Super Bowl coming to New Orleans in 2024?
I guess since bidding. No one's competing, that's a done deal.
Yeah, oh, it's 99.99%.
The one thing that's getting on me about the Superdome that's annoying is, like, Atlanta is like, hey guys, the Super Bowl's coming, we need 10,000 volunteers to help with staff. And hey NFL, how about you fucking pay people to do work? How about that? Instead of, like, getting people to volunteer for free.
All right, that's off topic.
It is off topic.
But we need to be getting, like...
How dare you?
Not, like, Emeril or not John Besh anymore. I would have said John Besh prior to this. But, you know, we need... Or Donald Link. You know, we need to be getting some of these big-name chefs in New Orleans that have all the... You know, the Brennans. They need to be having some kind of...
Dude, I'd settle for Wolfgang Puck at this point.
No, but I mean, you know, having not restaurants, but food having like their own little operations inside the dome.
Yeah, no, the dome needs to step up their food options.
It might be bottom five of all sports arenas.
I mean, I haven't been to enough sports arenas to make that comment. I mean, I go to UVA games and the options are worse.
The only place that's worse is LSU, but I haven't been to LSU in a long
LSU
time.
LSU is horrible. Horrible. Oh my God, it's bad. How's Tulane? How's Tulane, Dave?
Tulane's not bad because they've got they get Superior Grill and Superior Seafood.
See, like that's what the Saints need to do.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. In Westfeld Terrace, where my seats are, so you get that. So you can get like a frozen margarita or frozen French 75,
oh, yeah.
And you can get some decent food.
See, that's
and then,
good.
I mean, down in the Glazer Club, I mean, obviously you got to have a bunch of money to be there, but that's free food and free beer and wine for every game. So,
nice.
And that's like that's
you know,
like,
I went like to. Have you ever been in the club suites at Saints games?
Yeah, yeah.
The food in there is pathetic.
Yeah, it's the whole stadium. The whole stadium.
Yeah, yeah. It's like chicken. It's like chicken tenders and hot dogs.
It does not reflect the level
the price
of
tag.
Culinary.
Do better, you know, Saints.
That the city is at.
Gail Benson, do better.
I'll never forget my first time in the club suites. I walked in. I was a little kid, and my mom got me in the suites. I can't remember how, but I walk in there, and it's Edwin Edwards. It's his club suite, you know, the governor at the time. And I walk in, and Sheriff Harry Lee, who was probably over 300 pounds at this point.
Waddles.
He's sitting on the couch, and there's just like, you know, like the Kroger deli tray. You know, like where it's like ham, turkey, and roast beef, and they're cutting the like little triangles.
Yeah.
You know, like the deli tray. He is inhaling these sandwiches one at a time, you know, eating about 50 of them. But that was a sight to behold.
So, yeah, the dome food is awful. So
awful.
So I told people on Twitter, I forgot to ask. I asked for questions. Let's see. I don't think we have too many of them. No, we don't. So I told people that I was going to tell a poop story because I don't know if people saw in the news, they had the woman at the Tim Hortons in Canada. She got so mad about them fucking up her order, she literally like pulled down her pants and took a shit right there.
Wait, is that really why? It wasn't because she had to use the bathroom and they wouldn't let her use the bathroom?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. I don't know. I mean, they don't have sound on it, but I mean, it wasn't like a full-on turd. It wasn't like diarrhea or anything. So she like pooped it out, got a paper towel, picked it up,
I mean,
and threw it at the woman behind the counter. So
she threw it.
Yeah, she threw it at
her. It was very prime. It was very
Because I don't know, like, how do you, like, I'm so mad at you, I'm going to take a dump right here on command and just throw, you know, like, that's amazing.
It was very, very primate-esque. That's why I want to know whether she had to use the bathroom or not, because if you're telling me that... If you're telling me that she was just mad,
well, obviously they screwed up her order, had to use the bathroom.
Well, no, not. That's what I'm saying is maybe she didn't. If she was just mad because they screwed up her order, then that means she just pooped on command, which is crazy. If she had to use the bathroom, then that makes sense.
If you could poop on command, that's pretty special. I mean, that's like a superpower.
That's a skill that I would love to have.
It's like Turd Woman. She like fights crimes with her poop.
She went and grabbed some napkins and pulled her pants down, plopped trow and.
Reminded me of a story when I was driving back I was actually going to a Saints game. This is three or four, maybe even more than that, a while ago.
Well, hold on. Should we give our listeners a chance to grab a drink and a snack or whatever before you tell the story?
They can do what they need. So I'm driving back. Yeah,
make sure you're eating while Ralph tells this.
I forget exactly where I was, but I was outside. I was on the west side of Baton Rouge. I think it was either like before the Capitol Grill with the poor tiger at the gas station, or a stop before there. And I stopped and I like had to go like. Immediately, and I went into the Chevron, and I told the woman, I was like, I need to use your bathroom, and she's like, well, we only let employees use it usually, and it's disgusting anyway. And I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I said, either you let me use your bathroom or I'm shitting on your floor or I'm shitting in your parking lot. And I think she took it as like a threat. So she got mad at me, but it wasn't a threat. It was the pleas of a desperate man, and she refused me. And you know that point where, like, your body is like, if you move any more, you're going to shit yourself? Like, that's where I was. So I was like...
You had to, like, waddle out?
Yeah, so I, like, waddled out, like... I waddled out to the doors, and they had like a big, like one of those big garbage things that like a truck like picks up automatically. And I waddled behind there, and I took a shit behind there. And she comes out, and she's like, "You just took a shit in the parking lot." I'm like, "I told you, lady, it wasn't like." And she didn't like offer. She just like was like totally like disgusted and So I just like, and it was not pretty, like, it was horrible. Like, it was like, it wasn't like the woman at Tim Hortons where it was like a turd. It was like just horrible.
Yeah, it was and, like, liquidy.
She's walking back and I can hear her mumbling to us. I can't believe he took a shit in the parking lot. I can't believe he did that. But like, you know, like what was I to do? But I think what it was I think she took it as a threat, and I was angry that she wouldn't let me use the bathroom, but really it was just like I was desperate, and it must have come out angry, so she like denied me. But that's my poop story.
Wait, so how did this resolve?
It didn't resolve. I pulled up my pants and drove the rest of the way to New Orleans. There was no resolving it, Andrew. it was resolving. I don't know. They had a big pile of fucking diarrhea behind their trash can. I don't know.
Clean up. Did you wipe?
There's no wiping. I just fucking pulled up my jeans and fucking
what?
The rest of the way. I drove until I drove until 2 more stops in, and like stopped at a McDonald's and like cleaned myself up.
That must have been unbearable to smell. No,
I understand that, which makes the fact that you got into your car and went 2 exits even worse.
But, like, what am I going to do? Like, I had to go. I had to find, like, a McDonald's or whatever. Like, it wasn't, like, a choice of, like, it wasn't like I had a choice where I could, like, go down the street and, like, pick somewhere else. If I had another option besides the gas station that refused me, I would have gone there. You know?
Oh, my God. Like, you should have. Oh, my gosh.
Like, the options were. The options were.
The car that you were driving, where is that car currently?
I have no idea.
Hopefully nuked.
You sold it?
Yeah, like, that car was, like, that was, like. Oh. That was a long time ago. That was like
Carfax. That better be in the fucking Carfax.
It was a Saturn. It was a Saturn with the third door.
More like Uranus.
Yeah, more like Uranus. So, hey. so that So that's my poop story for the peoples. So that wraps up this show. Find us on Facebook and the Twitters and the YouTube. Search Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Andrew, you forgot again to remind me at the top of the show to do that. So I'll remind people at the end.
Shouldn't your wife be doing that?
Eh, probably.
My wife.
Well, let me. You mean?
My wife.
People hate that. So.
My wife. My wife.
And now I'm just I'm gonna be.
People do not hate it, by the way. I solicited.
You get stopped on the street all the time. People recognize
I solicited Twitter followers for feedback on this on one of our shows, and I had one guy write back and be like, "I kind of find it aggravating, but it's all good." And then like seven other people wrote back, "Please keep doing it. I love it." So we're just the ratio was overwhelmingly in favor of continuing to do my life.
Just to let people know that, like, I have a new soundboard with, like, I can put 40 sounds on this soundboard and play them throughout the podcast. So I have, like, weird sounds like this.
What do you like?
Little Feral Crazy Pills one.
Yeah.
I'm already over that one.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
So, people have suggestions. Send them in. It'll be great. So, yeah, people, the podcast, it gets a little weird between like the end of May to the beginning of July, because
this isn't weird. This is normal.
Well, I mean, we don't. It's like 75% nonsense instead of like 50% nonsense, 50% football.
I think people personally, I prefer doing these podcasts,
nonsense,
the regular ones, and I'm willing to bet most of our listeners probably prefer listening to these podcasts.
People are gonna be angry about the Saints list. People are gonna be like, whatever. The food list is gonna make people beside themselves of like what we left out.
I don't think you realize the ads you're about to get regarding this poop story.
The poop story, it's a quality, but at least it's a quality story, right? It's not like it's not.
Oh,
it's
no,
not,
that's a good story, all right.
Yeah.
You didn't wipe. Can't believe you didn't wipe.
I mean, I wiped with my boxers that I had, but like it was a disaster. This. Of like just I mean, like I was like it was just like down my legs, and like it was just horrible. Like,
and you pulled your pants back up?
Well, no, the thing is, Dave, I wiped with my boxers, got my clothes that I had with me to New Orleans.
You did wipe with your boxers.
Yeah, but the only clothes,
like the story's changing.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Yeah, it's changing.
But the thing is, it didn't help. Like it was just a mess. Like it, like and that's all I had. Like I didn't have extra clothes with me to where I could be like, oh, I'll just, you know, wipe or whatever with the clothes I have and change. I didn't have any with me because I fucking forgot my bag. So it was a fucking nightmare going those two exits, Dave. And yeah, I probably should have put that on the Carfax of like, because that car was never the same. It was like violated. That's probably why I got a new car like 4 months later.
Yeah, it probably has something to do with it.
Yeah, what you gonna do? My car, my car reeked of shit. So, on that note, for Dave, for Andrew, until next week, the bar is closed.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.